When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Let me ask you a question. How many toxins do you think you get exposed to on a daily basis? Take a wild guess. I'll give you a couple of seconds. Think about it. You come across toxins through your breathing, through your food, through the stuff that you use at your home, at your workplace, and the many ways that you interact with your environment. According to an article written by Dr. John Coppola from the San Antonio Neuropath Center, modest estimates have suggested that we are exposed to more than 700,000 different toxic chemicals on a daily basis. And according to the Global Healing Center, it isn't abnormal to be exposed to over 2.1 million toxins each and every day. 2.1 million toxins. Research from the University of California shows how the average person is being exposed to cancerous levels of toxins like arsenic, dioxins, and DDE. These toxins aren't only made available to our body, organs, blood, and cells when we eat and drink them, but especially through our breathing. My name is AJ, host of My Seven Chakras and a certified breathwork instructor. And I've been doing a lot of studying, experimenting, practicing, and sharing, especially over the last couple of months when the pandemic began. And I'm going to share with you some surefire ways that you can use to eliminate these toxins through the power of your breathing so that you can boost your immunity. But before I continue, I request you to please hit the subscribe button, especially if you're on your iPhone, or hit the follow button if you're listening on Spotify, because this does something to the podcast algorithm that ensures that people who wouldn't normally come across this episode actually come across it. So please hit subscribe or hit the follow button right now, and let's get started. Step number one, always ensure that you are breathing in through your nose. Recently, I asked a few friends how they breathe, and many of them told me that they breathe in and out through their mouth. And I don't really blame them, because we don't have a breathwork class in school to teach us how to breathe correctly. When you breathe in through your mouth, you're actually breathing in a lot of oxygen. And guess what? Oftentimes, you don't need that much oxygen. In fact, too much oxygen can actually be detrimental to your health. Just like when you place a piece of iron out in the air, it gets rusted due to air exposure. Your tissues and organs can suffer a similar type of damage called oxidative damage due to oxygen overexposure. Mouth breathing can lead to other issues such as bad posture, autoimmune issues, chronic stress, and all of this can actually affect your entire outlook on life and your sense of confidence and your sense of happiness, right? The solution is to breathe in through your nose. Breathing in through your nose firstly ensures that you regulate the amount of oxygen that you are taking in. Because you see, you got filters in your nose that ensure that these toxins and dirt, to a great extent, get filtered off, which is a powerful first line of defense. And because of the unique structure of your nose, it actually warms up the air before it is taken up by your body, which does wonders for your ability to use the oxygen for energy production. And here's the icing on the cake. When you breathe in through your nose, you create something called nasal nitric oxide, which increases arterial oxygenation and reduces blood pressure in the lungs. One study showed that nasal breathing increased tissue oxygenation by 10% when compared to mouth breathing. Nasal nitric oxide acts as our body's first line of defense against airborne pathogens by sterilizing incoming air. Then, as the nitric oxide travels into the lungs, it reduces blood pressure, redistributes blood flow, and increases gas exchange, leading to greater arterial oxygenation. And what this means is that the oxygen that you breathe in is effectively transmitted into your cells where energy is produced. So, breathing in through your nose is really, really beneficial. Number two, when you're breathing, breathe all the way till your belly. You see, most people breathe shallow, till their chest. And this type of breathing is associated with chronic stress and anxiety. But when you breathe deep, multiple things happen. Firstly, breathing deeply stimulates the lymph nodes and assists with lymph drainage. What is that? Well, the lymphatic system is the sewage system of the body where debris and toxins are collected and then eliminated from the body. But unlike the heart that is constantly pumping your blood, the lymphatic system needs stimulation. And guess what? The diaphragmatic breathing that you do that increases the rate of elimination as much as 15 times. Now, the other reason why you must breathe all the way down till your belly and diaphragm is that when your diaphragm moves up and down in deep breathing, it stimulates the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the vagabond nerve. It's the longest nerve that starts at the brainstem and goes all the way down your throat, your chest, your stomach. Right? So when this nerve is activated, your rest and digest phase of your nervous system gets activated, allowing your body to focus on immune building and rest. Also, when you breathe deeply and consciously and all the way till your belly, you are promoting blood circulation, which is another way by which your body detoxes and eliminates waste. Now, the way that you know that you're belly breathing is if you place your right palm at the center of your chest and your left palm over your belly. And in fact, you can do it right now, but not if you're driving. But just do, as I said, right palm at the center of your chest, left palm over your belly, and then breathe in deeply. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, if your belly inflates like a balloon along with the rising of your chest and your shoulders, that means that you are belly breathing. And sometimes this can take practice. But don't worry, if you visualize the air going all the way down till your belly, then it's going to help you become a more conscious belly breather. Now, point number three is to breathe out slowly and through your mouth. Now, especially when you're wanting to rest, relax, and detoxify your body, remember to breathe out through your mouth and imagine that you're breathing out through a straw. Now, this simple act does many things. Now, firstly, when you breathe out slowly like this, and when you extend your exhalation, it stimulates your vagus nerve, which stems from the word vagabond. This is the longest nerve in your body that is connected with many other organs, such as your tongue, your lungs, your heart, your stomach, and your intestine. And when you stimulate this nerve, it sends a harmonizing signal all across your body to relax and detox. Another benefit of breathing out slowly is that you're not letting go of all your carbon dioxide suddenly. And this allows for your carbon dioxide to build up inside your body as you gently let out the air, which facilitates the release of oxygen from your blood hemoglobin and into your cellular mitochondria, which is where all your energy at a cellular level is produced. And what this means is that by just breathing out slowly and extending your exhale and imagining that you're breathing out through a straw, you now have more energy available for the important and much needed act of cleaning and detoxifying your body. And finally, as a bonus, try humming on the out breath. According to a study called Assessment of Nasal and Sinus Nitric Oxide Output Using Breath Humming Exhalations, they found humming causes a great and reproducible increase in nasal nitric oxide output in healthy subjects. And as we learned earlier, nasal nitric oxide helps stimulate your lymphatic system, improve blood circulation, and increase energy production, all of which contribute towards the elimination and the removal of harmful toxins from your body. So what I'm sharing is actually really, really useful, especially if you find yourself in this global pandemic where you are wearing your mask, but also you're taking these steps to really protect your body, nourish your body, know how to relax your body, de-stress, but also detoxify your entire body. Now, I could share a lot more information with you, but I wanted to keep this simple and actionable. So in summary, breathe in through your nose. Please do not breathe in and out through your mouth, because that is really detrimental to your health. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth when you're doing breath work. But otherwise, throughout the day, you can just breathe in and out through your nose. And during breath work, when you're breathing out, imagine that you're blowing out through a straw. So you're gently letting out the air. You're not letting out the air at one go. So breathe all the way in and out. And try to hum on the way out. And there are many mantras that you can use, but the mantra that I suggest for today is the Heart Chakra Mantra, which is Yang, Y-A-N-G, Yang. In fact, let's try doing this right now. In through the nose, let it go. Yang. And when you're breathing out, visualize and imagine that the vibrations that you're creating are projected in your heart center. So in through the nose, Yang. Now remember, you're extending your exhales. In through the nose, Yang. In once again, out. In again. All right. Now you can keep doing this for another 3 to 4 minutes or maybe even 8 minutes, but you notice your state change. You feel much more relaxed. You feel much more calm. And most importantly, you are taking these steps towards detoxifying your body. Now, if this felt good, then imagine how our special breathwork awakening sessions are going to feel. I go much deeper in these awakening sessions and I play some uplifting brainwave music and we explore a variety of different yogic breathing techniques to really optimize your body, calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and help you experience deep states of bliss. We meet every Sunday morning on Zoom, and this experience is called our Yogic Healing Breathwork Circle. So if you'd like to learn more, then be sure to join our Facebook group, because that's where I make a lot of our announcements and I share updates. Visit my7chakras.com/tribe. That's my, seven is a word, my7chakras.com/tribe. But if you just can't wait and you'd like to claim your breathwork pass to our upcoming Sunday breathwork session, then go to my7chakras.com/breathwork pass. That's my7chakras.com/breathwork pass. P-A-S-S. And I promise you that this is going to be an experience that you will not regret. I've had many people who have tried breathwork in the past experience this, and sometimes they cry, sometimes they're ecstatically happy, sometimes they experience a breakthrough. For everyone's different, but you will experience a shift. So, in summary, tell me, what was your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Did you learn something new? Are you enjoying this special breathwork series? And what surprised you maybe from what I shared today? Email me at aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. Or take a screenshot on your phone and tag me on Instagram. My handle is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. I really love and enjoy connecting with all our listeners on the platform of your choice, whether it's social media, email, or Facebook. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day ahead. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my, S-E-V-E-N, chakras.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.